Song of Songs, chapter 5, verse 1 through 8, 14. I entered my garden, my treasure, my bride. I gather myrrh with my spices and eat honeycomb with my honey. I drink wine with my milk. O lover and beloved, eat and drink. Yes, drink deeply of your love. I slept, but my heart was awake. And when I heard my lover knocking and calling, open to me, my treasure, my darling, my dove, my perfect one. My head is drenched with dew, my hair with the dampness of the night. But I responded, I've taken off my robe. Should I get dressed again? I have washed my feet. Should I get them soiled? My lover tried to unlatch the door, and my heart thrilled within me. I jumped up to open the door for my love, and my hands dripped with perfume. My fingers dripped with lovely myrrh as I pulled back the bolt. I opened to my lover, but he was gone. My heart sank. I searched for him, but could not find him anywhere. I called to him, but there was no reply. The night watchmen found me as they made their rounds. They beat and bruised me and stripped off my veil, those watchmen on the walls. Make this promise, women of Jerusalem, if you find my lover, tell him I am weak with love. Why is your lover better than all others, a woman of rare beauty? What makes your lover so special that we must promise this? My lover is dark and dazzling, better than 10,000 others. His head is finest gold. His wavy hair is black as a raven. His eyes sparkle like doves beside springs of water. They are set like jewels washed in milk. His cheeks are like gardens of spices giving off fragrance. His lips are like lilies, perfumed with myrrh. His arms are like rounded bars of gold set with beryl. His body is like bright ivory, glowing with lapis lazuli. His legs are like marble pillars set in sockets of finest gold. His posture is stately like the noble cedars of Lebanon. His mouth is sweetness itself. He is desirable in every way. Such a woman of Jerusalem is my lover. Such, O woman of Jerusalem, is my lover, my friend. Chapter 6. Where has your lover gone, O woman of rare beauty? Which way did he turn, so we can help you find him? My lover has gone down to his garden, to his spice beds, to browse in the gardens and gather the lilies. I am my lover, and my lover is mine. He browses among the lilies. You are beautiful, my darling, like the lovely city of Tirzah, yes, as beautiful as Jerusalem, as majestic as an armor with billowing banners. Turn your eyes away, for they overpower me. Your hair falls in waves like a flock of goats winding down in the slopes of Gilead. Your teeth are as white as sheep that are freshly washed. Your smile is flawless, each tooth matched with its twin. Your cheeks are like rosy permanganates behind your veil. Even among 60 queens and 80 concubines and countless young women, I would still choose my dove, my perfect one, the favorite of her mother, dearly loved by the one who bore her. The young women see her and praise her. Even queens and royal concubines sing her praises. Who is this, arising like the dawn, as fair as the moon, as bright as the sun, as majestic as an army with billowing banners? I went down to the grove of walnut trees and out of the valley to see the new spring growth, to see whether the grapevines had budded or the permanganates were in bloom. Before I had realized it, I found myself in the royal chariot with my beloved. Return, return to us, O maid of Shulam. Come back, that we may see you again. Why do you stare at this woman of Shulam as she moves so gracefully between two lines of dancers? Chapter 7. How beautiful are your sandaled feet, O queenly maiden. Your rounded thighs are like jewels, the work of a skilled craftsman. Your navel is perfectly formed, like a goblet filled with mixed wine. Between your thighs lies a mound of wheat bordered with lilies. Your breasts are like two fawns, twin fawns of a gazelle. Your neck is as beautiful as an ivory tower. Your eyes are like the sparkling pools in Heshbon. By the gate of Beth Raven, your nose is fine as the Tower of Lebanon overlooking Damascus. Your head is as majestic as Mount Carmel, and the sheen of your hair radiates royalty. The king is held captive by its tresses. Oh, how beautiful you are! How pleasing, my love! How full of delights! You are slender like a palm tree, and your breasts are like clusters of its fruit. I said, I will climb the palm tree and take hold of its fruit. May your breasts be like grape clusters, and the fragrance of your breath like apples. May your kisses be as exciting as the best wine flowing over gently over lips and teeth. I am my lover's, and he claims me as his own. Come, my love, let us go out to the fields and spend the night among the wild flowers. Let us get up early and go to the vineyards to see if the grapevines have budded, if the blossoms have opened, if the pomegranates have bloomed. There I will give you my love. There the mandrakes give off their fragrance, and the finest fruits are at our door, new delights as well as old, which I have saved you for you, my lover. Chapter 8. Oh, I wish you were my brother who nursed at my mother's breast, that I could kiss you no matter who was watching, and no one would criticize me. I would bring you to my childhood home, and there you would teach me. I would give you spiced wine to drink my sweet pomegranate wine. Your left arm would be under my head, and your right arm would embrace me. Promise me, woman of Jerusalem, not to awaken love until the time is right. Who is this sweeping in the desert, leaning on her lover, sweeping in from the desert? I aroused you under the apple tree where your mother gave you birth, and where in the great pain she delivered you. Place like a seal over your heart, me, like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm. For love is as strong as death, its jealousy as enduring as the grave. Love flashes like fire, the greatest kind of flame. Many waters cannot quench love, nor can rivers drown it. If a man tried to buy love with all his wealth, his offer would be utterly scorned. We have a little sister, too young to have breasts, but what will we do for our sister if someone asks to marry her? She's a virgin like a wall. We will protect her with a silver tower. But if she is promiscuous like a swinging door, we will block her door with a cedar bar. I was a virgin like a wall. Now my breasts are like towers. When my lover looks at me, he is delighted with what he sees. Solomon has a vineyard at Baal-Hamon, which he leases out to tenant farmers. Each of them pays 1,000 pieces of silver for harvesting its fruit. But my vineyard is mine to give, and Solomon need not pay 1,000 pieces of silver. But I will give 200 pieces to those who care for its vines. Oh, my darling, lingering in the gardens, your companions are fortunate to hear your voice. Let me hear it too. Come away, my love. Be like a gazelle or a young stag on the mountains of spices. And the reading continues with 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 through 15. I really don't need to write to you about this ministry of giving for the believers in Jerusalem, for I know how eager you are to help, and I have been boasting to the churches in Macedonia that you in Greece were ready to send your offering a year ago. In fact, it was your enthusiasm that stirred up many of the Macedonian believers to begin giving. But I am sending these brothers to you to be sure you are really ready, as I have been telling them, and that your money is all collected. I don't want to be wrong in my boasting about you. We would be embarrassed, not to mention your own embarrassment, if some Macedonian believers came with me and found that you weren't ready after all I had told them. So, I thought I should send these brothers ahead to make sure the gift you promised is ready. But I want it to be a willing gift, not one given grudgingly. Remember this, a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must decide in your heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully, and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will also have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. As the scriptures say, they share freely and give generously to the poor. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer, then bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. And when we take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank God. So two good things will result from this ministry of giving. The needs of the believers in Jerusalem will be met, and they will joyfully express their thanks to God. As a result of your ministry, they will give glory to God. For your generosity to them and to all believers will prove that you are obedient to the good news of Christ. and they will pray for you with deep affection because of the overflowing grace God has given you. Thank God for this gift, too wonderful for words. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 24 and 24 and 25. Don't befriend angry people or associate with hot-tempered people, or you will learn to be like them and endanger your soul.